As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
I saw the funniest thing on Facebook. I think it was Adam Wason, our good friend, reminding people that the parking meters not only are for, they're not for decoration, they're actually for coins and cards and everything else. So that's something to remember Monday through Saturday. How are we doing getting back into things? The population picks up a little bit.
Yeah, we're doing great. So far, so good. It was a little wacky around town, I think, last week. But you mentioned parking meters, and I have really good news about parking meters. At least I think it's really good news. People who use the meters downtown are probably familiar with the Park Mobile system that you kind of start out with 12 hours, and then you stop parking when you're done, right? And sometimes
are we changing that?
might forget to turn off their parking and might then get to pay for 12 hours of parking and might not enjoy that. So we are changing that, and we're going to go to a system where you can, you know, buy an hour and then add time if you need to. And I think it's just going to be a lot easier for folks, and it's going to save them some money. So we're looking forward to that. We'll have that all pulled together by the end of the year. Believe it or not, it's kind of complicated to do that. Park Mobile has quite a bit that they need to do to make that happen. And then there's changing out signage and stickers on the meters and, you know, all kinds of things. But we're going to get that done. And I'm sure that by January of next year, it'll be much less complicated. And for forgetful people like me, less expensive to park downtown.
Well, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I'm going to disagree with you. You know why?
Really?
Because your 12-hour a day is almost three times less than a parking ticket, so it's technically not that expensive. If you forget, you forget.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're going to only, if you only need to park for an hour and then you drive off after an hour, but then your meter is still running for the next 11 hours.
You've paid it forward. Look at you.
It doesn't quite work like that, because that payment is associated with your vehicle. So you haven't paid it.
Let me ask a dumb question, because I that's what I excel at this job. if I forgot, like your story suggests can happen, and I go park somewhere else, that still doesn't work because I have to put in the special zone, right? So it's not like a free parking anywhere, anytime.
You know, my understanding is that Park Mobile will recognize that license plate number that is associated with your account is still paying.
So good. So you can do that.
I think you're okay.
So now if that's true, and we're not saying that it is or it isn't, that would be wonderful marketing, because then you don't have to goof around with it. You can just freely go
and mop around. Yeah.
Right.
It's really... Yeah, it's really keyed in. I mean, it's really your license plate that is more important, I think, than even the zone, just so they know, okay, well, license plate number 765, you know, ABC is already paying to park.
Right. Okay, cool. Okay. Oh, I like that. I like that more.
Oh, wow. Okay. You never
because,
know. You're my one-man focus group.
You need more focus than that.
Apparently so.
So that's not going to happen until the end of the year. And then the next thing you'll get will be, oh, I just thought I could stay there as long as I wanted. You've changed.
You can.
That.
If you want to pay for 12 hours, you can.
It'll ask you to do that up front.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, you know, you can do that. You just got to pay for it.
Right. Just like this guy paid for them.
All may park, all must pay.
Just like the guy who paid for the moped who's riding it up the sidewalk right now. Why wouldn't you? Why not? I mean... you bought it. What else can you do, right? You have to have your head on a swivel. You have to pay attention of what you're doing. And we'll remind all of our new friends as well, Mary Catherine Carmichael, our guest this afternoon. Sunday is Sunday. Sunday will never be a paid parking day. That's garages. That's on the street. That's everywhere, correct?
Yep.
That easy. So there is that's a fun day. Sunday fun day, the kids call it. That's how they
exactly.
Well, speaking of having fun, what's more fun than trying to get this convention center project off the ground and getting some shovels in there and designs and everything else? Don Griffin, when I spoke to him on Thursday, really didn't have an update or any news. I'm hoping here on a Tuesday we could add to the timeline or what is going on between all the parties involved?
Well, that's a good question. I'm happy to answer that. The city and county have identified the folks who are going to represent each of those organizations. So I'll represent the city. Sue Scambellari will represent city council. Cheryl Munson will represent the county council. And I guess Julie Thomas will represent the county commissioners. I have reached out to that group and offered some times to meet. And I heard back from Commissioner Thomas, who invited us to their meeting, the county commissioners meeting on Wednesday, August 31st. So she said she would set aside 30 minutes on their agenda for us to talk about this. I think it's a pretty big project. I would have loved to had a meeting unique to this topic and just sit down and talk about it. But, you know, we're happy to come to their meeting and listen to their reaction to the city's proposal. We don't really have much more to add. We have a proposal out there, and we're hoping to get some reaction to that. And looking forward to that on Wednesday, August 31st at their meeting.
Now, do you have to meet in public to – I don't know how this works. I don't know the state rules and quorums and things of the such. Can you, if you all get together, these leadership groups you're talking about, do you have to do so in some legal manner, or can you help me, please?
No, we could just sit down in a room and hash it out. But I think that Commissioner Thomas, as I understand, feels strongly that she wants to do this in a more of a meeting, like a, you know, formal meeting situation.
Is this so it can be transparent? Sure. Or I mean, I'm not asking you to speak for her, but I'm just, you know, the process better than I do. Is part of the angle, let's get everybody on the record so we know exactly where everybody's at, as opposed to backroom dealings and horse trading and all the fun stuff we don't get to see?
You'd have to ask Commissioner Thomas about that.
Gotcha. You just want this thing to move
along. I'm fine either
way.
If you want me to come to a public meeting, I'll talk about it. If you want to just sit down across the table from me, I'll talk about it. You know, I just want so desperately to get this moving forward so we can get this facility built and get people to work and get this thing going. We have people coming to town. Stop turning away business. Stop turning away jobs. Activate that part of College Avenue. It's all just... It's so ripe for the picking. I'm very anxious to get this going. Can you tell?
Yes, and I love that you're fired up, because I think this is I think people are choosing sides in this, and there's the pro business, pro growth side, and there's the I'm not sure what the other side is, but the interesting part of all this is you're going to go. Let me see. That's a week from Wednesday, if I have my calendar finally correct.
That's
taking
right.
me a while to get there. You're going to have 30 minutes. Are you presenting? Is it Q&A? Do you have an agenda yet? How does this work? And what are you expecting? Because we just talked about there really isn't any new news. So what is going to take place a week from tomorrow?
Well, it's not my meeting to run. So, you know, much of that is up to the folks who are running that meeting. I will tell you that in my communications with Julie Thomas, I said, you know, we would love to, if you want to give us a heads up about, you know, any additional information we can be prepared with, or any questions that you might have that, you know, we can be ready to answer, you know, please let me know and we'll make sure we have that. We want to make sure we really make a wise use of this relatively short period of time. And I did not get any information back about that. If still open to that, if that's of interest to them, we'd love to, you know, be able to answer any question they have.
Well, the reason
make the most of that time.
Yeah, the reason I brought that up is the time element. I think we all know nothing gets done in 30 minutes. I mean, the Friends was on for the Simpsons are on for 30. You get the point. The other part of this is the last, I believe, public comment we heard was the proposal brought forward originally is insufficient. But do you have any other details on that, or is we're just waiting for this all to get in the stew pot and cook?
I'm all ears. I can't wait to hear how it's insufficient or what they would see as sufficient. I just don't know. And there's no point in the city, you know, putting anything else on the table that we don't know what they, you know, it just doesn't make sense until we know what they're interested in, what their concerns are. We haven't had that. We just haven't gotten that information. So, you know, it's just a stalemate, I guess. But no forward progress until that happens. And meanwhile, tick tock, tick tock. You know, every day we get closer to our state legislature meeting and the possibility that they cut off the food and beverage tax, which would be, you know, bad for the city because we've committed our 90% roughly portion of the food and beverage tax to this project, and bad for the county because they have a lot of uses for their 10% of that tax. They're interested in their new limestone park that they're developing, and I know they're interested in trails and, you know, all kinds of things that those dollars could be used for. So, I hope we don't put in jeopardy our ability to collect those funds. That's a real concern for me.
Mary Catherine Carmichael is our guest this afternoon. She's the Director of Public Engagement for the City of Bloomington and will be the lead negotiator from the city's portion of this discussion. When you go next Wednesday, will you be joined by Sue? Will you be joined by the others as well?
Yes.
Gotcha. So really your 30 minutes is going to be broken down. And, well, you're going to have to hurry. You guys are going to have to come up with a game plan and get it moving along and get it rolling there. When we move this forward, are you hoping out of that meeting, and I know that's not your meeting, is somebody going to present a timeline or a whiteboard or something that says, hey, this is when we need to get in the arena and get things done? Are we having meetings to set up our next meetings, or what are we going to look for here?
You know, I am so open to that. I would love nothing more to have a schedule in place and say, hey, you know what? We're going to meet once a week for the next 4 weeks, and at the end of that, we're going to have this figured out. That would please me very much. But, you know, you have to have willing partners in a deal like that. So, that is certainly something I would love to come away with after that. I will say, you know, I want to listen. I want to know, you know, what would be a situation that would make this something that the county would like to go forward with. So that's kind of what it's all about for me. I want to listen and learn.
That's what it's all about. That's exactly right. So that is 1 week from tomorrow. Marty Hawk will join us tomorrow, the county councilwoman. Deputy Mayor Don Griffin is here on Thursdays as well, so we try to keep our finger on the pulse of it, and we're just waiting for that heartbeat to continue wherever it may be for whatever parts of time it's going to be. And, well, it's terribly interesting. We've heard from the business community, we've heard from the downtown, we've heard from all the players involved with it, and I guess we just as my mom always told me, we have to be patient, and sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, I was walking around downtown this afternoon with the mayor, and we ran into some IU officials, and you know, they were like, "Are you going to get this done? We need that space. We really support this and want this to happen." And so, you know, I get a lot of this when I, you know, my title is Director of Public Engagement. So when I'm out, I was at the farmer's market, in fact, on Saturday for several hours. We do something called Mayor at the Market.
Sure.
And department heads take turns attending for several hours during market. And we just hang out and talk to people and sometimes we have a sandwich board that we'll write a question on. And so the question this week was about the convention center expansion. And, you know, we got such great public input. So a couple people were like, no, I don't think it's a good idea. But the majority of people with whom I spoke, at least, were very enthusiastic and said, you know, make sure it's a great one. Make sure it's architecturally significant. You know, make it a place people are really excited to come to. So that's the high bar we're aiming for, and hoping we can deliver that for the community.
And I think that with a project this size, it's not being rushed to the finish line, but there are some deadlines you have to hit. So I agree with that. And then I have in the back of my mind, I'm driving past the old hospital site, the new Hopewell site. They're tearing stuff down over there and on Morton Street, and how this is all going to blend and meld together. I don't want to say something stupid like, well, I'm a visionary. I can see how this will work. Well, it's all going to come together about the same time, which is terribly interesting, if it comes together at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the opportunity for just re-energizing that whole quadrant of town, oh my gosh. I mean, this has the potential to just be so exciting, off the charts cool, and provide housing for people and other opportunities, you know, jobs with housing nearby. We've got a grocery store there. I'm sure that there will be other opportunities for small businesses that will need to crop up in the area to support the convention center. I mean, I'm telling you, the possibilities are really endless. It's a very exciting. I think the next 15 years in Bloomington are going to be about as exciting as any that I've lived through in my lifetime.
Well, let's not have them as exciting as perhaps the last couple of years. We don't want that kind of
exciting. Well, exciting in a different way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mary Catherine Carmichael is our guest. That's right. Let's have some fun. Let's grow. Let's develop. Let's do all that, because we're heading in that direction. That's for sure. Anything big on the county or the city council agenda? They meet tonight. Is tonight Tuesday? What day of the week is this?
Today is Tuesday, so no, they wouldn't meet tonight.
They would be Wednesday night, wouldn't they?
Thursday. You know,
Yeah, I know budgets are coming up. I know all that's important down the road, so we'll worry about that with the mayor.
Yeah, staff is really kind of all budget all the time right now. Gosh, we're working really hard. Luckily, my budget is nested in under the Office of the Mayor budget, so it's a little easier on me than it is a lot of the folks here. So I'm grateful for that. But I tell you, it's going to be what I'm hearing in meetings about the budget. There's some pretty cool stuff getting cooked up, and I think the public and the council are going to be pretty wowed when there's some creative things coming down the pike. I'm just going to leave it a cliffhanger. How's that?
I like it. I like teaser, if you will, a teaser, teaser. But we're ready for the 4th Street Arts Festival. We're ready for all the stuff that comes with football season. The bus routes are all up and ready to go. That's a little bit different this time of year as well. Well, what else am I missing? I know Switchyard Park is busy. I know how busy was the farmer's market on Saturday, by the way?
Gorgeous, wonderful. What a great day that was. We had a very nice crowd that over there that day. We were there all morning, and man, it was a lovely. This corn truck sold out, I'm just going to warn you. So, you know, if you want corn, get there early.
Yeah.
But no, I mentioned earlier that the mayor and I were walking around downtown this afternoon, and one of the things we did is check out the Hidden River Pathway Project. And they haven't sealed up the giant culvert yet. So we got to take a look at that. And I tell you what, this is all the water, the whole Hidden River now is running through that.
Well, how would you know if it's hidden?
Well, because it's not hidden yet. It'll be hidden soon, I'll tell you.
That's why you're looking at it now.
Exactly. But it's just fascinating. And, you know, I have to say, the folks on 4th Street and in that area, there's some churches in that area, so many restaurants, so many small, wonderful businesses in that area. You know, we've got 4th Street open all the way now. It's down to one lane and one section. But, hey, listen, please make your way down there. Please support these businesses. Some of them are struggling because of this construction. And, you know, it's one of those things that it has to be done. It's in everybody's long-term best interest. But, boy, you hate to see these small businesses that work so hard and make Bloom. I mean, they're the fabric of Bloomington, right? I mean, this is what makes Bloomington so cool, is these little places that you don't have in other communities, and they're clustered there. And it's just so easy for us and for everybody visiting to support them. So anyway, long-winded way of saying, please make your way to 4th Street. Please make your way to Kirkwood. Please support these businesses and help them get through this tough time with the construction. Listen, you're not going to have to walk more than a block. Trust me, I've been down there a lot recently. You'll be able to find a spot. And if worst comes to worst, park in our beautiful new 4th Street parking garage, and you can walk two blocks and you'll be where you need to be.
Excellent. And I don't think when we go to New York City or Chicago or Nashville, we park right outside the honky-tonk and walk right in, do we? I don't think that's how it works. I don't know why that expectation in your hometown is always different than being abroad, but there we go. Quick construction question. I know that's your area of expertise as well. we haven't had a ton of rain. Has that helped them get ahead? Are we ahead of deadline? The underground river hasn't had a lot of transferring of water here recently. I would think that would help.
Yeah, they're doing fine. In fact, they're pretty much on schedule, I think. They're certainly not behind, and especially now with all of the water now flowing through the new culvert, you know, it's just a matter of closing it up at this point. And then I'll tell you what, there's an amazing amount of concrete, like 14 inches of concrete over the top of this thing.
Be sturdy.
It's an amazing piece of engineering. Really, it is. It's now, fantastic.
Now, here would be the question of the day. So it's never going to flood again, right?
Well,
you've lived here too long. Lived here too long to know that answer. The answer, of course, it is.
Exactly.
Of course, but it will flood again.
This should really, though, cut down. I mean, who knows? We are experiencing the effects of global warming and these 100-year storms that are now happening, you know, every 5 years. So hopefully, that's the idea, is that we're protecting ourselves as much as we can against that. So the proof will be in the next 100-year rain, huh?
Well, somebody will be here to keep score. Our friends in Dallas are seeing a once-in-a-thousand-year experience, I guess is what they're calling that down.
Oh, my goodness.
Down in that part of the world. Well, if you think it's not going to happen to you, enjoy your head being in the sand, because that's probably the safest place to be until that floods away, and then you won't have any sand anyhow. So it won't matter.
Well, that's an optimistic little turn.
Well, I got to keep you laughing too.
But you're right. You're right. I don't disagree.
We have to be a little smarter. That's good. We're getting that start. Okay. Great job as always. You are the director of public engagement. You are Mary Catherine Carmichael. Come back and join us anytime. Tell the mayor hello. And when he gets back from his busyness, we'll talk to him next week, get a preview. Who knows by next Tuesday, a week from today, if we have any more information to get ready for that big meeting. Tell me when that meeting is going to happen again. The commissioner's meeting on the 31st. Is that correct?
Right, 10 a.m., and I believe that's broadcast on CATS. We're very lucky to have them in our community. They do such nice work. We love those guys. You can watch on CATS, and of course, it'll be archived. That's another nice thing. So if you aren't available, if you get that pesky job that you have to go to and can't be doing stuff like watching public meetings during the day, you can watch it in the evening when at your leisure.
At your leisure. That's exactly right. All right, I'll let you get back to work. Get out and enjoy the rest. You've already been outside. You know how nice it is today.
Fabulous.
Lovely, lovely in August when we're not sweating and from just walking to the car and back. So that's great. Thanks for your time. You're the best, and we'll talk soon, Mary Catherine. Thank you.
No, you are, Mike. Thank you. This is always fun for me. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Why? The check's in the mail. I do appreciate that.
Take care. Bye-bye.